Show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight.
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am.
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Magic Matt, and Todd Sheets along with you. Glad to be here once again. And Magic Matt, remember a couple weeks ago we were doing our special Elvis Death Day show?
Oh, yeah.
And had a great time with that and played some clips for you from a movie that many have not seen, Dewey Cox. And it's one of my favorites to watch with J.J. the Pollock. And we spent some time watching our favorite scene. I must play it again because I felt so silly. I played all these scenes for you guys during the Elvis Death Day show. Come to find out, half of them were actually cut out of the regular part of the movie. These were all in the uncut version of the movie. So best part of the whole movie, I think. Jack White playing Elvis. And I'm just in the mood because I was doing a little bit of Elvis imitation for you here during the, before we got the show started. And Jack White is fabulous in this particular piece. And I just, what? I got to play it. Here we go. What's that now? Here we go. Excuse me.
Dang, Elvis Presley, you didn't have to rile him up like that.
What now?
No.
Excuse me, what?
I'm just saying, we got to follow that.
Well, sometimes you have to go all out when you're the king and you can't help it, you know. Because there's only one man who's a king. God picks him and plucks him. One night, God looked down at all the millions and millions and millions of people, man. And he decided which one was the best. And it was me. And he plucked me from all those millions and millions and millions of people, man.
Yeah?
Listen to this right now. There's two things you need to know. I'm the king. And number two is,
Leo!
Man, look at that, they're coming at you, see that? It's called karate, man, and only two kinds of people know it. The Chinese and the king. And one of them is me.
You're the king.
See, on the Memphis, they want a nice little bit of honey and a little bit of June, boy.
A little bit of honey.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm somewhere around.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on, man, come on, see, you're there now. Turn around, sit around, so look at that, man. Okay, some long game, sir, man.
Well, thanks, Elvis.
Well, I'm on, man, come on.
Let's go. Come on, buddy. What the f*** was he talking about?
Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, John C. Reilly and Jack White. That's right. That's right. Seriously, you must YouTube that and get the long extended version there, right? I love it. A little bit of honey, a little bit of June bug. Yeah, a little bit of honey, a little bit of June bug. It's the only thing you can make out what he says there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is an awesome scene.
It is superb. And also, Uncle J.J. the Pollock also decided, this Elvis clip we were playing here last time, he said, I think I know what Elvis says during that clip. And I said, what are you talking about? He says, you know, the one about the face like a collie. And so, listen closely here.
He's built like a melon and a face like a collie, man.
Built like a melon and a face like a collie, man. That's what he was saying there, Bill.
He's built like a melon and a face like a collie, man.
But he's little man, she's been face like a melon, built like a melon and face.
She built like a melon and face like a collie, man.
So again, we appreciate Polish for helping us out with that.
You must need to be Polish to translate that, huh?
He's a smart Polish guy. For a Polish guy, he's pretty smart. I think so. I mean, you know, you liked him. I like him.
Not liked. He's a good guy.
Oh, you still like him?
It's not like I don't. I have no reason to dislike him.
Really?
Why would I dislike him?
I don't know. He's an Eagles fan.
Well, I don't have any problem with the Eagles. They're in the NFC East, not the AFC East.
Oh, you're right.
Jay and I got along swimmingly. the times we've hung out.
Swimmingly. I gotta get a little bit pepped up here. Pardon me while we sing hello. Here we go.
Hello. I'm here to say hello.
Hello.
I was gone, but not for long, so now I'm back to sing this song. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
I'm going to say goodbye. You're out, I'm even, now I'm leaving. Don't just stop to wonder why. Hello.
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 Let's get on with the show.
I'm seeing that part now.
I've got to blow, look out below, because now it's time for me to go. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. We're getting near the end. You must be knowing now I'm going. Yeah. No more precious time to spend. Hello.
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 It's over with and done.
Yes.
I just dropped in to leave again. I hope you had a lot of fun. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
I'm
hello.
On my merry way. But as we part,
I had to fart.
You have some heart. We might just say goodbye one day.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Brad Westmore Show. Hello, hello, hello. We are so happy to be with you. I've got one question to present to both Todd Sheets.
Hello.
Hello. And to Magic Matt. My question for you, kind of off the cuff here. Crowdfunding, Kickstarter projects, is it just me, and Matt, we'll start with you, is it just me, or is this really just people begging for money?
You're going to have to explain this to me, because I don't think I've ever witnessed this.
Well, I'm gonna put you on hold right now, and I'm going to turn the microphone over to Todd Sheets, because there's one guy that knows how to beg for money. It's Todd Sheets. Todd, could you please explain to Magic Matt, I mean, seriously, Todd, come on now.
When you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have much money.
Even the newscasters know it. So, Todd, could you please explain to Magic Matt and our listening audience with the IQ of at least over 75 as to what crowdfunding or Kickstarter projects are?
It's kind of a frustrating trend that began. They started these websites like Kickstarter or Indiegogo, which, mm-hmm. you know, I think had the best of intentions, which is, you know, you're trying to start a project, an art project or a film, maybe a musical thing, and you're trying to raise the money, private investors. Mm-hmm. So it started there, and it became a thing where now anyone that thinks that they have art in their Play-Doh, or anyone who could pick up a cell phone and use it as a video camera, God forbid. I actually saw dollies for cell phones over the weekend. It's horrifying. those fools are now getting $6,000 to make a movie that, and they have no clue what they're even doing. So it's very frustrating.
Well, $6,000, I mean, they must have done something really well, because let's clarify something here. If I give Todd Sheets and his Kickstarter project $500, it's not like I'm part owner. Am I right? I mean, you're literally raising money, donations. Am I not correct about
That's
that?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, you do not actually have a stake in this particular project.
True.
So if somebody did get $6,000 to do a movie on a cell phone, somebody's doing something right, but at
it's
least to raise the money.
Breasts.
Well, that could be
good for them.
Hey,
good for them.
There's nothing wrong with boobs. You like boobs? Come on, man.
It's just
American way.
Kind of sucks.
I don't know. It just seems like people are begging for money now. There's just so many crowdfunding, Kickstarter, and every time I come across one, a perfect example of this, Matt, is there are a lot of craft brew crew type TV shows that are trying to start up, and some of them are good. So actually, one is going to be starting. Actually, one just started. I just DVR'd it. It just started on Tuesday. They called that Brew Dog Show, which you watched the trailer with me at my house that one time.
Yes, that started, huh?
Yes, it started, and you should be able to catch it there on that. I'm going to have to look the network up now. I can't remember what it's called now, but we'll talk more about that later. But there's another one that's going on. And I saw, looks like the guy's got a great video production going on. He's got some professionals doing it for him. It looks like a good video project. Now, this guy's kind of boring, though. It's like he's not as handsome as I am, for one thing. You know?
Does he get his dog to drink beer?
No, he doesn't get his dog to drink beer. He's not as entertaining. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have to have personality. Maybe I'm tooting my own horn, but I think I'll tell you who's got personality and chemistry. It's you and me on camera, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Tell you what, got it going on. True that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So you go to the Kickstarter page, and he's got like $5 there.
And I was like, well, there's a reason why you've got $5 there. This is a project you're going to have to fund yourself. It's just going to work that way. Okay?
It's like his mom. $5 from his mom.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. It's weird. But hey, speaking of TV shows, I don't know if it's over with or what the deal is, but Joe Rogan Questions Everything didn't last very long. Every time I watched this show, I thought of Todd and I thought of you, Matt, and I was disappointed to find out that neither one of you were apparently watching this show. They did 5 episodes, and the episodes dealt with Bigfoot, government-controlled weather, robots, UFOs, and the 5th one was psychics.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to throw out the psychics, guys. I want to get your opinion on this. Between Bigfoot, government-controlled weather. Now, Todd, are you familiar with that kind of stuff, right? Okay, yeah. Government-controlled weather, robots taking basically over the world and people being able to clone themselves and that kind of stuff, and UFOs. Let's just do 3. Let's just do, because robots aren't really something you believe in. Let's just do 3. Bigfoot, government-controlled weather, UFOs. Matt, out of those 3, which one do you think is number one on your list as being the most possible true thing?
Most possible?
Yes. Out of Bigfoot, government-controlled weather. Are you familiar with some of the government-controlled weather stuff that they say could be happening?
No, it just sounds like crazy, kooky stuff to me.
I don't know. Todd, what do you think about that? Go ahead.
Well, actually, the thing that's kind of surprising is the HAARP project,
yes.
H-A-A-R-P,
yes.
Is actually a government-owned website. So it's not like you can fake that. You can't just go out and get a .gov website. You have to be a part of the government. They do have, they were looking for funding. They just got it. They haven't announced who it is. I've got a feeling it's someone like Monsanto who came in and put some money into it. But they were funded for quite a few years by a couple of organizations that were kind of sketchy because they had some ties to war and military equipment, weapons, and things like that. So it's kind of weird. But what it does is it is an array of microwave transmitters that bends the ionosphere. The only problem with that is it can also pinpoint, they've talked about this at depth, with scientists, that it can pinpoint different areas. When you bend the ionosphere, it can control moods in people, which is really strange. You can pinpoint as little as, one person to 2 people in that area, or you can go as wide as, an entire population with this weird bending of the ionosphere. It actually changes the atmosphere to the point where it causes agitation and things in people. And then it also, they were doing some experimentation with it. People don't know exactly what it is. No one really tells you exactly what it is. But there were some experiments over Devil's Tower, which was interesting because they were able to create a ring around Devil's Tower, look like a donut, and then they could reverse it and make it so that it was the opposite. Instead of a donut, it would just be a solid circle over Devil's Tower, and they were playing with these cloud formations. It was pretty interesting stuff. I found it to be, whether it's being used for nefarious means, who knows, but I do think it's an interesting and very true topic.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
Todd Sheets, he's happy to be all he can be.
Yes. Yay. HAARP was a big discussion on the Joe Rogan show, as was jets flying in the air and causing and dropping chemicals into the atmosphere. And this kind of stuff. And I got to tell you right now, Todd, you should have been watching that show because it all had to do with stuff you talked about on your show, no doubt about it. It was very fascinating. So, Matt, after that brief, if you want to call it brief, description of government-controlled weather from Todd Sheets, what do you think is most possible, UFOs, government-controlled weather, or Bigfoot? I'm just curious to know.
UFOs.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Way more. I'm not buying it. Okay. I'm not buying government-controlled weather, and I'm sorry, Brad, but I don't buy Bigfoot either.
Is Bigfoot last then? What do you put second?
I put Bigfoot second.
Yes!
I put government-controlled weather third.
Good. Todd, what about you? You got to pick one of these 3. What do you think?
Well, gosh.
Don't forget about it. I mean, come on.
I absolutely... I absolutely, out of the 3,
yes,
I would probably go with
This is tough for the guy who believes in everything.
But that's the whole thing. I don't really know if I believe in any of it. It's just the fact that I find it so fascinating.
I'm not saying you have to believe, but out of those three, what do you think is most possible to be true?
I really do find, and this is going to break your heart a little bit, but I do find the UFO thing a little more credible than most of the others.
Wow.
Just from what I've heard and what I've seen.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. If you had to go number two, though.
Huh.
You got government controlled weather, and you've got Bigfoot.
All right, I would go with scary but true. I would go with government controlled weather.
I knew you were going to say that
because I've actually seen things that I can't explain. I mean, when I'm watching the Weather Channel and they go, "Okay, this hurricane's gone. All right, it's already gone this way. Now it's going backwards against the jet stream, and it's going to hit us again, and then again three times." It's like that.
Yeah, see, Matt, the theory is that the government can control weather, hence causing magnificent storms to cause horrible damage that in turn can control the economy.
You know what this all started? Liberals hated George Bush so much, that's what started this.
It's actually not where I got started. I got started from reading about HAARP way many, many years ago. Art Bell had talked about it, and he'd sent me a link to it way back when the internet was new. And I thought, God, that is so cool, because Art and I were kind of pen pals on.
Did you have to go to the library to get on the internet?
Actually, I was one of those guys on that early version of AOL that was almost like a bulletin board system. It was really freaky.
But
I got to tell you, man, I'm not saying it's a big conspiracy, but there is something to the work they're doing with HAARP that makes it real.
All right, but you put Bigfoot 3, Matt put it 2. I want to know from Utah, because you've had a lot more talks with people about Bigfoot than Matt has. What made you put Bigfoot 3? Was it just the fact that you have learned so much about government control weather that you just can't put Bigfoot 2? Or is there something about Bigfooting that you're just not sold on at this point?
There's a few things that always... And let me tell you, I've got a lot of friends that are in the field of study for the cryptozoology, and they really do go out and they do try to find this creature. And for every little shred of evidence, there's also a million big questions and holes. Like, you know, I don't understand where they would be going to drop dead because there aren't any Bigfoots in the highway. I don't understand it. I to this day, I know they might be like an elephant graveyard somewhere just for Bigfoot, but I'd like to know why, if all the corners of the earth, we haven't found them. They could see them in Nevada, but by God, they must make a trek to New Guinea to pass away, because you can't find one anywhere.
That is a concerning fact. that is true. But I'm telling you right now, I do something about them that I still... Matt, I'm guessing that's right up in your alley too. You just, but you just think the government control weather sounds so much more ridiculous than Bigfoot that you're going to put Bigfoots too. Is that
yes? Okay. Yes, yes.
Okay.
It's such a liberal invention.
I understand.
That's all it is.
Fair enough.
I know, and a part of me wants to believe the Bigfoot's out there, so that's why I put it too.
Cool. I like that. That's good. I'm just curious to know, because I really enjoyed the show. I'll tell you what, let's take an early break. And Matt, during the break, I want you to pull up the following website, and you too can do it at home if you would like. I'm calling this Gizoogle, but it's actually Gizoogle, spelled Gizoogle. Have you been there before? Have you seen it? Do you know what it is?
No, but okay. I have a feeling what it is.
Gizoogle, Gizoogle. And we'll talk about that here when we come back. We'll take a break, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back. It was a summer like any other.
I got the concert ticket!
But for Hannah Knowles, it was 3 months that changed everything.
You just think you're all alone. You just need to let in the people who love you.
If I don't let people in, they can't leave me or hurt me.
Hannah, life is about the letting in of the people who love you, to let them in and to trust them to catch you when they fall.
Am I living it right?
For you to catch them if it's you that falls.
Okay.
Am I living it right?
I don't like this Thompson boy.
You know what, Danny? Sometimes I hate you.
Hannah, it's about your father.
People you love fall, they don't catch you on the way down. But your heart and your love aren't the safety net for the eternity of life's inner fires.
On August 29th, open your heart and pick it up.
up when it falls. Mandy Moore or Jessica Biel.
Sometimes I wonder if my dreams are real life or if real life is a dream.
And introducing Jake Renway.
If a person you love isn't there to catch you in a dream and you fall, then you'll die in real life.
Based on every movie with basically the same plot. Pretty white teens with problems.
It's on like Donkey Kong. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Still to come on this show, I'm going to talk a little bit about the music in Chipotle here coming up. And also, Jeeves has done us another favor and put together some song to story. We want to make sure we leave plenty of room and time for that. So we'll get to that here shortly as well. So, Matt, you pulled up Gizoogle.
Yes.
Gizoogle. And this, I believe, is a website that, well, it has fun with the front pages of other websites, I believe.
It's got the website itself, the front page of this website is pretty interesting.
Would you like to read that?
Yeah, you could. You know, it's got Gizoogle with some spinning rims in the O's of Gizoogle. And underneath, you could search, obviously, and then you could click on Gizoogle Diz Shiznit or Gizoogle Da News.
Yeah.
And then underneath, you can it says hashtag Gizoogle for all y'all biatches who wanna find shiznit.
let's have some fun and let's go to jackaloperadio.com, shall we?
Okay.
We'll see if it changes anything there because it's complicated. You have to find the right websites to go to. Apparently, it's working.
There's just a little picture of Snoop Dogg dancing.
No.
No, not well during this in the search one. Not
oh, okay.
Jackalope. So then you're supposed to click on Jackalope?
Probably. I haven't been there in a while.
No, let's see. That didn't. Okay. Okay. Here we go. All right. It has a little note underneath it.
Gotcha.
It says to stream Jackalope Radio on. well, it's. Do you want me to swear, Brad?
No, you can't swear.
It's gonna make me swear. IS word is easy. Up in the IS word console, click radio, scroll down to talk and get all up in the J section. There your big ass booty is gon' find, and then that's all it has. But here we go. It does have a description of Nightwatch.
Oh yes, please.
The radio show for things that go bump in the night. In the largest independent paranormal radio show in the ghetto, homie.
That's awesome.
That is great. You could try bradwestmar.com, but I think that there's a lot of video on there right now because of the craft brew crew, and there's not a lot of text. So I don't know that you're going to be able to see a lot. Okay. And I think it only works in the first pages. So
yeah, if you get a... Let's see. Listen to Da Show, Mo from the Craft Brew Crew.
Yeah.
We got a funky ass bunch of players together to review this banging ass brew. That's what it says about the Bear Blueberry Ale.
That's great.
As busted lyrics bout on the Brad Westmar Show by this hoe on 8913. That was Tadpole's promise.
No, that's funny. That's right. That's right.
They call me Magic Mac.
Magic Mac.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Yep. Hey, you want to try nightwatchshow.com? See what else we can find there? Nightwatchshow.com.
All right. I'm
trying to think of what
that's not. There's nothing there anymore.
Oh, there's not?
Nightwatchradio.com.
I'm sorry. Nightwatchradio.com. Pardon me. He changes web.
That wasn't me.
URLs.
Our old friend wouldn't relinquish.
Oh, he wouldn't?
Yeah.
Oh.
They boy. Put a porn site there.
He didn't put a porn site.
I swear.
No, he didn't.
I swear. And boy. I contacted him about it, and he wouldn't even write me back.
Huh.
Yep.
Boy, this we do need to have an intervention.
I did. I said, hey, man, just wanted you to know that the nightwatchshow.com site has porn on it now. I don't know what's going on with that. Not even a word back.
But nightwatchshow.com redirects to zombiebloodbath.com.
Nightwatchradio.com does.
No. Oh, never mind. You're right. Sorry. Matt, how's it coming?
Yeah, there's not much there on that one.
Okay. Well, give me another site. What else we need to look up?
Let's look up, well, should we just do like a big one, like ESPN.com?
Yeah, that'd be good. Sure.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Let's check out, see what they say about that one.
Good idea. Why not? See, now, I was hoping that I could find an app that would do Morse code to where we could actually just plug in the show and then just let it Morse code our show, but audibly Morse code it, but I haven't been able to come up with that yet, unfortunately. So.
Here we go. Here's a little thing about Chip Kelly.
Okay.
And the way he's running the Eagles. This is from Rick Riley's columns, the way they describe it.
Okay.
Chip Kelly's with a Z. Offense is going to chisel the league for reals. Ask the Redskins.
Oh, Lord.
And Ndamukong Suh can't play fast and loose with the NFL rules, yo. Dude must realize this S word.
Talking ghetto, man.
Here we go. The rivalry heats up again and again and again. Thursdizzle as the Jets D tries to stop Tomothy Brady.
You're talking like Howard Cosell in the hood. That's good.
Yeah. I know you did this on purpose.
Not really, but it's funny. I like it. I'm trying to think of more sites to go to.
Let's see.
How about Peter King's Monday Morning Quarterback?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you think so?
Yes, let me look.
Sure.
This one's going to give me a headache.
Oh, I know.
Monday Morning QB.
Also, don't forget, folks, you can also Google Peter King Sucks and go to the Facebook page and click like. Yes.
No, I wonder. Let me try something here.
Here's something here. Update your crazy-ass browser. You're rocking a whizzy browser that isn't supported by FaceBizzle. To get a funky-ass Mobetta experience, get all up in one of these cribs and get the sickest effing version of your preferred browser. You can get InterNizzle Explainer, MoJizzle Firefox, and Gizoogle Chrome. Oh, Lord.
Here, let's see.
FaceBizzle.
Oh, I suppose if I go to Monday Morning Quarterback column from here, will it let me?
Well, here's one. I think I came up with one. Let me see here. Yeah, I've got one right here from January. But it's from January 23rd. Oh, wait. That's not Peter King. Never mind. Here's something, though, I found. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is a review of Monday Morning Quarterback. Okay. It's called MMQB Review, Peter MacDaddy Berates a Cab Driver Edition. Okay, so apparently Peter King is Peter MacDaddy. Peter MacDaddy be a effed up little playa and ain't a thugged out damn thing that yo ass can do. Matty Ice and Tomothy Brady is not meeting up in the Super Bowl. The fat chisel is that Peter hollered he missed the road last week up in MMQB, so maybe this schmoove ass can take a road trip over the next 10 or so minutes down to New Orleans to trip off the joys of traveling, which for Peter MacDaddy means biatching about S-word, hotel, fruity ass, malt liquor, and anything else that gets up in the way of his otherwise slick existence. Okay, enough of that.
How about some Fox News headlines?
Oh, sure. Sure, that's a good idea.
How about here's a little story called The Pimps Behind Miley Cyrus.
Give it to me.
Single-digit, weak-ass, mother F-word, wiener flips up on Hustla. About Anthony Weiner.
Yes.
Federal judge rules with a Z, Wisconsin Union cheesel legal.
Oh, boy.
And then Colorado lawmakers recalled over Glock control support.
What is that?
California lawmakers passed semi-automatic weapons ban. How come all the gun ones are like perfectly in perfect English?
That I don't know. That is kind of weird.
Here we go. Husband arrested up in grizzly whooping on hoe at Connecticut. I ain't talking about chicken and gravy, biatch. Mansion.
That's great. Well, here's one point. I think it's awfulannouncing.com, and they say here, Oh, crap. There's an article. Here it is. Peter MacDaddy's MMQB joint won't use the term Redskins. They ain't announced anything up in a straight-up legit fashizzle, yo, but the MMQB.com's Robert Klemko hollered up in a radio rap, hang on here, battle, Thursdizzle, that the Peter MacDaddy's freshly smoked-up Game Illustrated NFL microsite will no longer be referring to Washington's professionizzle footbizzle crew as the Redskins. I know that our crib, we've talked about it, and we're not going to use Redskins up in our writing. We're going to say Washington Footbizzle Crew, and it's not something we're going to publicize or write about. We're just not going to do that S word. See, okay, seriously, let's start talking English now. Really? Really?
Honestly, is he really? Is that for real?
Really? I think it is. Well, maybe not.
That makes you want, that maybe makes my head fake. Want to explode.
Maybe it's
I
fake.
Bet that's real. I bet that's real.
It could be fake. I don't know. It might be fake. But still, the Indian people, the Native Americans, they want to change the name, the Redskins' name, correct?
Right.
Correct. And it's funny because the very first pretend radio show I ever did, I talked about this on the very first Wild Wild Westmar show.
Really?
Yep. And it's still going on. Sad.
It'll always be going on. They're never going to change it.
No. They're not going to. Daniel Snyder's never going to change it. And they're not ever. Sorry. No. Okay.
No. Here.
Yes.
I went to another site. Please. I went to ramblymorons.com.
Oh, I remember those guys.
The Mount Rushmore of Kansas City. Kansas Citizel? Play by place. Yo, so I've been toying with this scam of trying to figure up the Mount Rushmore of play-by-play for Kansas Citizel game history. Kansas Citizel, this is like straight from his article.
Oh, my.
He like does his whole article this way. Here's really? One. The only one I could be thinking of would be Hank Stram's Matriculate That Bizzle Down the Field.
Oh,
so it's like it's done his whole column,
yeah,
this way.
Oh yeah, definitely. And just so I understand for sure in English, I thought that it said he was trying to figure out the Mount Rushmore of Kansas City announcing.
Yes.
So doesn't that mean he's going to put four faces on in stone that are the best announcers of all time?
The top four. Of play-by-play in like the top four calls in Kansas City history. Oh. I think. Yeah.
Wow.
But you got it. But it's tough for the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah, and really, I mean, I don't. Do you remember the your favorite four Miami Dolphin calls of all time?
What? No.
No.
I'm sure they had a lot to do with the perfect season. Though, if I could
probably find all four of them are in.
All four of them.
Yeah, in the perfect season. It's probably true. Yeah. All right. Well, that's enough jazoogle. Unless you want to read a little more.
No, I've probably done enough damage.
You just out. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, before we take another break and get into song to story, I came across this article accidentally, and I think it's a fairly fast read. I want to get your opinion, both of you, on this. This made me. Maybe want to cry and laugh at the same time. I'm not sure if I'm sad because I didn't think of it, or mad because it's so dumb, or what the deal is. But take a listen to this. Music in Chipotle restaurants. The person that does the music in Chipotle restaurants is Chris Golub, the founder of Studio Orca. You can find him at studioorca.com, a company that creates music playlists for hospitality and retail businesses. Chipotle is Studio Orca's largest client in terms of number of locations, and the Mexican fast casual chain is pretty proud of the groove Golub, who is 48, creates. On its website, Chipotle boasts that we also work pretty hard to find the right music to play because everybody knows the best parties live and die with the DJ. The chain, which has more than 1,400 locations, has been working with Golub for 4 years to create its hip atmosphere. What our company does is what I like to call creating a musical identity, Golub said. We're sourcing out unique material that has a freshness about it and a sense of place, if you will. Golub, who called internet radio stations and employee iPods some of the, quote, worst decisions you could make, unquote, for retail music sources, said there are days he'll listen to as many as 300 songs before finding a potential track for a client's playlist. Unlike internet radio stations that frequently determine song selection by genre, Studio Orca selects each song individually based on its own criteria and the client. Nothing heard on traditional radio or mainstream is used. Tracks must fit the desired vibe of the client's space, and the studio listens for matching bass lines, lyric content, and recording quality of each song to ensure they pair well with each other. The team scours music blogs for new material, and Golub said he attends as many as 4 live shows a week in New York City to scout bands for new music. Environment is also a factor in choosing tunes, Golub said. His team considers a retailer's whole space, down to the type of chairs and number of people it can hold. Playlist success isn't just measured by the number of heads bobbing. Clients see tangible impact from the music, Golub said. Including Golub, Studio Orca has only 5 employees, one of whom is part-time. He's picky about who he hires, meaning he also has to be picky about his clients. Golub was tight-lipped when it came to discussing exactly where he's scopes out music for his clients. But the music itself is no secret. Studio Orca works hard to answer inquiries about the music playing in its client's stores. If a customer asks what song is playing, the client can forward the inquiry to Studio Orca's email and will get an answer within 48 hours. I think it's a really cool point and one of the great things that our company does. Dude, we are music fans. We want to make our clients really happy, and that's one of the ways that we go above and beyond, and for us, it's even above and beyond. There you have it. Yeah. Matt, wow. Your thoughts?
Never been there.
Never been to Chipotle, huh?
Never, okay. Ever.
I don't think that's the point, though. I will tell you, I don't think that's the point. There was one comment below, and this person said, wow. They said, I didn't know you could actually get paid for this. And that was my first thought, too. And this guy says, this guy isn't very good at it, considering the music you hear at Chipotle is the same music you were listening to 4 years ago when it was actually new. So their point is, I don't understand what they're paying for. So the next time you're in Chipotle, give a listen to the music and see if it's worth paying, because I'm sure this guy is charging plenty of money. Plenty. If you had Chipotle as your... I mean, seriously, what a great world where you can con Chipotle, because that's what you're doing here, okay? Seriously, you're hiring somebody to pick the music to play in your restaurants? Why? Why? Really? Really?
Scam.
Really, the guy is a con artist. I think, Todd, your thoughts quickly?
I really don't have enough information, I guess.
Oh, my God. Usually the guy who gives TMI has no information. Wow.
Well, you only give him so many words per show, Brad, and he used them up already.
He did use them up already.
In that his last rant.
That is true. That is true.
Damn it.
But truthfully, I don't think you need to know. It doesn't, Matt, you know where I'm coming from.
Yes.
Sounds a little creepy. Kind of creepy, don't you think? It's kind of weird. It's kind of a little conny, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. A little scammy.
I mean, seriously, the guy talked Chipotle, who, by the way, was were they not founded through the whole McDonald's Corporation thing? I mean, this is a McDonald's Corporation, okay? Chipotle
yes.
is McDonald's, you know? And this guy got them to let him pick what music they're going to play in their 14... You don't think there's some money involved in that? 1,400 places?
Nice.
Guy's a douche.
Guy, I agree. Teabag. Screw him. Let's take a break. Come back and talk about some real music. Song to Story coming up from our good buddy Jeeves. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And now, this public service announcement from Ghostface Killer, from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, yeah,
God, yo, I'm telling y'all, man, when y'all get up in the morning, man, don't just brush your teeth, man. Scrub your tongue, man. Scrub that fucking halitosis off that fucking tongue of yours, man. Word up. This is real talk right here, man. Scrub your tongue, man. That's where all your bad breath, your little fucking corroded bacteria be running around tap dancing on your fucking tongue at night, son. Word up. You know what I mean? Dried up food, nigga. Niggas got that food tongue, man. Wake up, mouth smelling like shit, son. You know what I mean? Because it's all in your fucking mouth, son. It's growing on that shit. You know what I mean? Scrub that shit, son. Put some toothpaste on that shit. Brush your teeth and scrub your tongue, man. Scrub your lips, all that shit, man. I don't give a fuck. Stick the toothpaste, the toothbrush down your fucking throat if you have to, my nigga. Word up. Get that shit up off there, man. It's not, that's not nice. That's not a good look, son. Brush your fucking teeth every day, man, because your mouth, y'all might not can't smell it, but y'all should smell like mad shit, son. You know what I mean? Brush your fucking teeth, man. Do it hard, man. Brush some shit till your gums bleed, my nigga. Do something, man. Swallow a box of baking soda and peroxide, nigga. This how you do it. Brush your teeth, throw some Listerine in there too at the same time, man. Your shit gonna be on fire, but it worked.
This has been a public service announcement from Ghostface Killer and this radio station.
Once you get past the taste, you've got it licked. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show, along with Magic Matt and Todd. We were talking during the break, Matt, and we agreed that it's possible that this Golub guy actually knows somebody.
Yeah.
It's like,
we're thinking that's got to be it.
I got this business here, and you do? Well, hey, maybe I can throw some business your way. And
yeah, here's 1,400
stores
to put.
Yeah. And we also were talking about song to story during the break, and you asked me a question.
Yes.
You said, hey, you said, is Jeeves' voice on this? And I said, yes. And you said, I hope everything works out okay.
I hope it's not just the same song four times in a row. It got easy, but I appreciate that.
Fun. It's fun to make fun. He did say in his correspondence with me that there was one song that really grew on him the more he played it and worked with it and tried to get the lyrics nailed down and everything. And then he said there was also one song that he could never possibly start to like. And, you know, I explained to him that the reason that one song that he liked it so much was it was a repetition factor. It's my go-to. You know, I feel like I can make you like any song. And that's why he said, no, there's one here that I would never like. And I said, all right, well, we'll see if we can figure out kind of the side game. We'll see if we can figure out which songs those might have been. So I guess without further ado, we'll move forward here. I think Jeeves starts right into it. I don't think he gives an intro here. I think he starts right in with the song. So, song to story, number one, this is our good friend Jeeves. Let's hit it.
Falling out of my sleeping area, walking in an ungainly fashion to the food preparation zone, I fill a fluid receptacle with the enthusiasm to succeed. I inhale sleepily, causing my body to activate all its muscular groups in an attempt to restore my vitality. I leap into a glass chamber filled with water, and my hemoglobin begins to flow faster. Meanwhile, beyond my home, cars and other motor vehicles seem to be bouncing in the air, while people, akin to myself, are busily engaged in activities from a particular hour of the morning to early evening. Actively pursuing goals from a particular hour of the morning to the early evening is a strange lifestyle required to succeed in society. Only just managing to succeed, obtaining a great deal without returning anything in return. Others simply try to steal your thoughts and yet fail to cite you as their source for such information. Such actions would warrant you becoming insane, if you were allowed such a thing. A particular hour of the morning into the early evening, to the goal of providing aid
I know what it is.
One would assume that such actions would lead to me rising in the ranks. I wish to proceed achieving more goals on my chosen career path. However, my employer seems eager to deny me that fact. It is my belief that this male individual has taken up a vendetta against me.
I'm so sorry that I interrupted him, because I'm just so goddamn excited that I've got this one. Now, nobody gives the answer yet. Todd, do you have it yet? Don't say it. Don't say the answer, okay. But do you think you have it?
I might. It's kind of in between there.
Okay, Matt, do you have any ideas?
No.
Wow. Do you want me to play it again? It's a minute and a half long, but I'll play it again if you'd like.
Do it again.
Yeah. All right. Last time, because it was so long, we gotta. So here we go. All right. I know I've got this one, so here we go.
Falling out of my sleeping area, walking in an ungainly fashion to the food preparation zone, I fill a fluid receptacle with the enthusiasm to succeed. I inhale sleepily, causing my body to activate all its muscular groups in an attempt to restore my vitality. I leap into a glass chamber filled with water, and my hemoglobin begins to flow faster. Meanwhile, beyond my home, cars and other motor vehicles seem to be bouncing in the air, while people, akin to myself, are busily engaged in activities from a particular hour of the morning to early evening. Actively pursuing goals from a particular hour of the morning to the early evening is a strange lifestyle required to succeed in society. Only just managing to succeed, obtaining a great deal without returning anything in return. Others simply try to steal your thoughts and yet fail to cite you as their source for such information. Such actions would warrant you becoming insane, if you were allowed such a thing. A particular hour of the morning into the early evening, to the goal of providing aid and intense support. One would assume that such actions would lead to me rising in the ranks. I wish to proceed achieving more goals on my chosen career path. However, my employer seems eager to deny me that fact. It is my belief that this male individual has taken up a vendetta against me.
All right. Todd, do you know what? Don't say it. Do you know what it is?
Yes, I do.
All right. Matt?
I believe that that is an actual Coldplay song. I don't think he changed anything at all. That's my answer.
That's funny, but I don't think you're right there. Todd, let me ask you this. Would your answer have any kind of correlation to this thing we played a couple of weeks ago on the show?
Yes.
It would?
Yes. Okay.
So probably the same artist, technically, right?
Yes.
What's her name?
Dolly Parton.
That's right.
Nine to five, baby!
Yes, baby, I love it! And I got it before both you bitches! Yes, you like that, Matt?
I was actually going to guess that, no joke.
Yeah, really, shut up.
No, I'm serious.
Bambition and yawn, and only I would get this one before you guys would. Something wrong with me.
You were all over it.
I knew it, but my problem was is the ending part threw me.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I knew it was right. Here we go, sing it! I wish someone would take this one and slow it down to 33 RPMs and see what it sounds like. He did a fabulous job with that, by the way. And I'm starting to wonder if that's the one that he got into. Because I can imagine it might have taken him some time to figure out the lyrics if he couldn't find them on Google or... I don't know.
It's a catchy tune.
It's a catchy tune. It's a good one. It also might be the one that he hates. I don't know. But just for a minute... how does it start again? Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. That's how it starts, and that's what he says here.
Falling out of my sleeping area, walking in an ungainly fashion to the food preparation zone.
Pour myself.
I fill a fluid receptacle with the enthusiasm
to
succeed.
A cup of ambition and yawn.
I inhale sleepily, causing my body
stretch.
To activate all its muscular groups in an attempt to restore my vitality.
It's fantastic. Got to give him credit for that. He does a fabulous job. And that's just the first one, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Jeeves. Love it. God.
Well done, Jeeves.
Well done, Jeeves.
Well
fabulous.
Played.
And well done for me. My first clear win. Thank you.
You know what, though?
Yes.
I'm going to file a formal protest because I cannot, thanks to you, get because I can out of my head.
What? Is that bad? So you're saying
no, it's not bad, but it's hard to play. It's hard to play a song, the story, or whatever it's called.
I haven't even played
that going in your head.
I haven't even played it during this show.
No, it doesn't matter. As soon as I come on here, I automatically start thinking because I'm waiting for you to ask me. So because I'm going to get the next cue.
I'm sorry.
when you ask me, well, why would you do that? And I'm waiting for it.
Well, you know why I'd do that, right?
Because you can.
Exactly, exactly. I don't wanna be another wave in the ocean. Yeah. I am a rock, not just another. Kind of funny if he actually did this one. Maybe he did. I won't know. Let's go on to the next one. Song to Story 2. Here we go. Mr. G. Now you got song to, or you got Because We Can in your head.
I'm just hoping to level the playing field.
Let's see what we can do here. Here we go.
I found myself arriving home at around sunrise. My female parent querying how I was planning for the future responsibly. Oh, beloved female parent.
Got it.
You and I have a notable absence of luck.
Okay.
And young women wish to enjoy themselves. Yes, young women wish to enjoy themselves.
Oh my goodness, too easy.
At the latest part of the day, Alexander Graham Bell's most popular invention chimes. My male parent loudly asks how I am planning for the future.
Wait a minute, if you guys both have it, let me start over again. Hang on a second.
I found myself arriving home at around sunrise. My female parent querying how I was planning for the future responsibly. Oh, beloved female parent, you and I have a notable absence of luck. And young women wish to enjoy themselves. Yes, young women wish to enjoy themselves.
Huh?
At the latest part of the day,
just a minute.
Alexander Graham Bell's most popular invention chimes. My male parent loudly asks how I am planning for the future. Oh, beloved male parent, you should be aware that you are the primary individual. But young
Madonna,
women wish to enjoy themselves.
No.
Indeed, young women wish to enjoy themselves. This is the only desire they truly possess, enjoying themselves. After the ending of business, young women wish to enjoy themselves.
Got it.
Yes.
Sorry.
Young women wish to enjoy themselves.
I knew. It was close. Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
Okay. Took me a minute there. God bless him, though. Nothing wrong with this. Too easy.
That's the one he got into, too, by the way.
You think it's this one?
Oh, yeah.
I think he probably hates it. You think he got into this one, huh?
Yep, this is it.
You think so? This could be the one he hates.
Who hates this song, honestly?
Nah, I don't. I can't lie. I know Todd likes this song. He's dancing. He's got his hands in the air. He's doing the roller coaster. All right. Super. Still, I got to admit, he's doing a much better job with these than I did when I wrote them. So give him credit.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. Let's move on.
I give credit to anybody who can put one of these things together.
I would agree. I would completely agree with you on that. All right. Number three, Song to Story 3. Here we go with Jeeves.
In my mind, the concept of romantic affection was restricted to fictional stories, not for my own personal use, but free for others to take part in. Adoration sought vengeance against my person. I truly thought this to be the case. A lack of satisfaction was a vivid spectre as I slept each night. But soon I saw a female visage, and I began to see the truth. My head was utterly convinced of this fact. I am completely smitten, and I am convinced of all these facts. I am now unable to part from this woman, regardless of my best efforts. I felt as if romance was a one-sided affair. It appeared as though there was an inverse proportion of returns to my efforts in this regard.
I know this. What is this?
I wish to know the purpose of continuing my attempts, when negative physical stimulus is all the results. At the time, I required a great deal of solar energy, and I received precipitation. But soon, I saw a female visage, and I began to see the truth. My head was utterly convinced of this fact. I am completely smitten, and I am convinced of all these facts. I am now completely unable to part from this woman, regardless of my best efforts.
I'm telling you, I know that, but I can't.
This is right on the tip of my tongue.
Me too, because the first line, and then,
yes.
then like the second line to the next verse, it's on the tip of my tongue too. Todd, anything? Don't give us the answer, but do you think you know what it is?
I think I'm there.
Well, let's see here. One more time.
In my mind, the concept of romantic affection was restricted to fictional stories, not for my own personal use, but free for others to take part in. Adoration sought vengeance against my person. I truly thought this to be the case. A lack of satisfaction was a vivid spectre as I slept each night. But soon I saw a female visage, and I began to see the truth. My head was utterly convinced of this fact. I am completely smitten, and I am convinced of all these facts. I am now unable to part from this woman, regardless of my best efforts. I felt as if romance was a one-sided affair. It appeared as though there was an inverse proportion of returns to my efforts in this regard. I wished to know the purpose of continuing my attempts, when negative physical stimulus is all the results. At the time, I required a great deal of solar energy, and I received precipitation. But soon I saw a female visage, and I began to see the truth. My head was utterly convinced of this fact. I am completely smitten, and I am convinced of all these facts. I am now completely unable to part from this woman, regardless of my best efforts.
You know, I don't think I have it, Matt. It's frustrating. I know.
I have it.
You
I
do?
Have, I swear I have it. No, right. It's right there. It's literally there. Right
Should
there.
We let Todd say it, and then we'll see if we both agree?
Yeah. I'm kind of like Matt now, though.
All right.
I'm kind of in the same spot where I knew it, but then it changed.
All right, let's do this together real quick here. Let's listen to the very first. Bear with me here. Let's switch something here and here. Hey.
In my mind, the concept of romantic affection was restricted to fictional stories.
All right, so in my mind, okay, he's saying that I used to think that love was just a fairy tale.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, that is the first line to Billy Ocean's Suddenly, I believe.
That's really obscure.
That's obscure. That's very obscure. What did you think it was? Let's just congregate here. What did you think it was before you changed your mind, Todd?
I thought it was a damn Survivor song, but I don't think it is.
Okay.
No, you know what? Could it be Search Is Over? Survivor?
That's what I was thinking, see.
No, because I think the first line in that song is... Invent you what you see is real, right? Who am
yeah,
yeah, that's
not,
true. See,
I don't think that's
but
the right.
But it does kind of feel like that, you know.
Yeah.
Good call on this
God.
One.
God, you know
we'll
what?
All know it. We're gonna be like, duh.
Let's just go ahead and see what the answer is. Got to give him credit on this one. We're probably gonna beat ourselves over the head. I think this is the first time we've never. Is this the first time nobody's ever gotten one? I think it is.
It's gonna be one of the easiest ones too.
Probably. I'm embarrassed. Here we go.
Oh,
oh my God.
I thought love was only true and fairy tale.
Oh no.
And for someone
JJ the Pollock's gonna shoot me in the head. He's been screaming. Wow.
That's the way it seemed.
Wow.
Disappointment haunted
all my dreams.
Then I saw her face.
Then I saw her face.
My God.
Now I'm a believer.
Many props. And I swear to God, if the Pollock didn't get it, nobody got it. But, yep, there it is. There it is. Good job.
Wow.
Good job.
Well done, Jeeves.
Well done. Well done.
That is really time-consuming. I can't... Honestly, Brad, I'm a little bit ashamed, but I don't know if I put that much prep work into this show.
You mean all total?
Like,
since
ever.
You started? Yeah. No, total since you started?
Yeah.
I think you're right. That's okay, though. I appreciate having you here. That's
well, no, I had to take that back. How about the Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football League?
You did put a lot of time, but notice we're not doing it anymore.
Not which I quit because whoops. It was too much work.
Personal use.
It was too much work for you. Oh, God. I got a problem. All right, let's do number four real quick here. Let's see what we got from G.
Oh, there's another one.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Gosh, I thought we were done.
Oh, no. Here we go.
I recall the initial occasion you and I ceased our personal relationship. We both uttered words that implied we had reached the end of our tether, because the two of us had not spoken for a period of just over 28 days after you declared that a greater square footage of land between us was required. This fact confused me. Soon, you returned once more and proclaimed, "Dear one, my longing for you has grown. I also intend to undergo personal growth. Believe what I'm saying." Do you recall the single 24-hour period during which that fact remained true? My comment on the matter was that I despised your person. Thus, our time came to an end once again. but you insisted on using the phone to tell me that your affection continues. Yes, the two of us brought things to an end between us once more during the past evening. However, on this occasion, I must inform you, the two of us are definitely not, indisputably, returning to a unified state. The two of us are definitely not, indisputably, returning to a unified state. Feel free to discuss this matter with acquaintances of yours, my own acquaintances, or even myself. However, the two of us are definitely not, indisputably, irrefutably, conclusively, returning to a unified state. Not under any circumstances.
Crap. Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, you know, his pentameter and his style are starting to really sink into our heads to a point where these are starting to become at least sounding more familiar to us when we hear them, you know. We kind of start to know the words he uses for this and that. We got to play this again. I'm sorry. You both have it. I don't. I got to hear this one more time. It's awful.
I recall the initial occasion you and I ceased our personal relationship. We both uttered words that implied we had reached the end of our tether, because the two of us had not spoken for a period of just over 28 days after you declared that a greater square footage of land between us was required.
I have a daughter.
This fact confused me.
Oh, okay.
Soon, you returned once more and proclaimed, "Dear one, my longing for you has grown. I also intend to undergo personal growth. Believe what I'm saying." Do you recall the single 24-hour period during which that fact remained true? My comment on the matter was that I despised your person. Thus, our time came to an end once again.
It's funny,
but you insisted on using the phone to tell me that your affection continues. Yes, the two of us brought things to an end between us once more during the past evening. However, on this occasion, I must inform you, the two of us are definitely not, indisputably, returning to a unified state. The two of us are definitely not, indisputably, returning to a unified state. Feel free to discuss this matter with acquaintances of yours, my own acquaintances, or even myself. However, the two of us are definitely not, indisputably, irrefutably, conclusively, returning to a unified state. Not under any circumstances.
I got it. Should I know this?
It's pretty funny.
Should I know this, though, Matt?
I'd be surprised if you got this one.
Okay, why don't you guys, at the same time on the count of three, it's going to go one, two, three, then the beat. You guys say it on the fourth beat, who it is, the name of the artist. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Yep.
One, two, three.
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
We're never, ever, ever,
never, ever
getting back together.
Oh. I think this is the one that's he's starting to like.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. Cause like
this is the one I'm gonna say he couldn't get into. When
you said you needed, you think he couldn't?
What?
Then you yeah, you're probably right. You're right. You're probably right.
Clearly indicates he has no soul. Who could not love this song?
Right? Isn't she like all slutty now?
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I heard she was like, no.
I don't know. Not that I know of.
Okay. Just kidding. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that song. Okay. But I have heard it. So, but yeah, there was no way I was going to get that one. We do have one more. You're lucky. One more.
Bonus one.
Bonus one, song destroyer number 5 from Jeeves. This will wrap things up.
It is not my wish to simply be one of many gravity-induced ripples upon a vast body of water. My persona is like that of a vast conglomeration of hydrogen silicate material, not the contents of a beach. It is my wish
too.
That I will be
me
a strong
too.
Individual.
You know why I got it, Brad? Me too. I know exactly why you got this one. Matt, would you like to tell me?
Because
we can! That's right! We should have seen how long it took Todd. We should have. Because as soon as you got it and chuckled, I went. Because as soon as I said earlier on the show, wouldn't it be funny if he did because we can? I thought, I better keep an eye out for that. So, yeah. I want to hear the rest of his song to story file before we glow here. Let's go ahead and do this.
It is not my wish to simply be one of many gravity-induced ripples upon a vast body of water. My persona is like that of a vast conglomeration of hardened silicate material, not the contents of a beach. It is my wish that I will be a strong individual at times when such strength is required. I am not a member of the armed forces. However, I do wish to proclaim my position on this subject, due to the fact that we are able to. This female is looking through glass in the food preparation area, weary of persisting in a monochrome environment. At this time, her mind is longing for intimate contact between
this
lips.
Freaking song sounds boring shades, when Jeeves does
as
this.
As a male figure lowers the illuminations.
It's just taking it all the way to the guitar
Currently,
solo.
This man views himself as a betrayal, looking intensely at uncertainty through a reflective surface. In this entire planet, he is only aware of one fact. The declaration that he shall not disappoint his female companion over an infinite duration of time. It is not my wish to be one of many gravity-induced ripples upon a vast body of water. My persona is like a vast conglomeration of hardened silicate material, not the contents of a beach. It is my wish that I will be a strong individual at times when such strength of character is required. I am not a member of the armed forces. However, I do wish to proclaim my position on this subject, due to the fact that we are able to.
Fantastic job.
Love it.
Love it, Jeeves. Thank you so much, buddy. It's always good to have him on the show in spirit, and he also sucks up about a half an hour of show prep time for me, which is fabulous. So, you know, it's true that I think that's the song he can never like. I think Because We Can is the song he can never like.
Okay.
And I think the song that's growing on him, I'm gonna guess it's 9 to 5. I really am. I don't know why. I'm gonna guess it's 9 to 5.
All right.
It's probably not though. It's probably Girls Just Want to Have Fun. But that's my guess. What are your guesses?
I guess Girls Just Want to Have Fun is the one that's growing on him.
Okay.
And I would say he just can't get into Taylor Swift.
Okay. And I will give you the fact that you may be right on Girls Just Want to Have Fun, but I'll go with 9 to 5 just because I think it's a great song. So, super duper looper hooper. Yes, Vegas is coming so soon for me. I can't wait. We'll talk more about that coming up if we're still around. If Todd's healthy enough to do a show, we can hope. Yeah. Hey, Matt. Yeah, hey, Matt. Yeah. Matt.
Yeah.
Three things. You got them?
Got him.
Do it.
Number one, show challenge to everyone listening. Try and work the word swimmingly into your vocabulary tomorrow.
No kidding. Good luck with that.
Number two, Todd thinks the existence of Bigfoot is ridiculous. Think about that, Brad. Todd thinks the existence of Bigfoot is ridiculous.
Something's wrong there.
And number three, Jeeves is officially the second hardest working person associated with this show.
That is
behind,
correct.
Behind you, of course.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Magic Matt, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me. 2 weeks in a row. I missed you.
2 weeks in a row. It's great to be back, and we'll see how much longer we can continue doing this and keeping up the pace and try not to air too many old shows. And, you know, a couple weeks ago was the first time we had not done a show or anything ever. We just take another week off. Just do it.
Wow.
So we did it. But it was nice.
I would feel really bad if that were my fault.
No.
But it's not.
John Sheets, our executive producer, thank you, my friend, and appreciate everything you do for us. And we will talk to you all next time. I'm Brad Westmore saying thank you for coming. If you did not, maybe next time you can. Good night.